Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So the NFL has tabled the discussions about changing the playoff format, and the understanding here is that they'll revisit a potential playoff format change if and when the league goes to 18 games. And I probably shouldn't say if. They're going to go to 18 games.
Right.
The question is, Pat, I mean, as a guy that played football at a high level, like, how much abuse can the human body take? Like, is 18 games feasible? Is 20? Like, how far do they push this thing?
Yeah, I think... You're really going down a slippery slope adding games, and it's a exercise in greed management, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense, but Brady said something last year about the quality of football early in the season, and because of these long seasons, lack of preseason play, even the style of practices. I mean, listen, you know, watching a Pitt practice and then watching a Steelers practice midseason, it's a very different animal.
Yeah.
I mean, college is creeping up there now with the playoff system and the potential expansion. The quality of practice, the skill development, which at the NFL level is not the most important thing. You should have relatively finished products, but it's still maintenance, right? You're still working on perfecting your craft and working with a group of people to do a job. And if that work is limited because you're playing so many games, and the sports science has never been more readily available. They're wearing GPS trackers, heart monitors, blood oxygen levels, measuring, you know, salt content and sweat, like
sleep,
everything. So you're playing 18 games now, plus playoffs and a couple preseason games. Practices are going to be walkthroughs. And all of a sudden you wonder why early season football is kind of meh.
Oh, it's bad.
I mean, and that's just going to get worse. And I think that you're starting to get to the point where it's quality over quantity. However, they have all the numbers. And the NFL is the king. They are King Kong, man.
They know.
And they know exactly what they're doing, regardless of whether it's a 3-2 game or 41-38.
I mean, and they know it. Like, they can change any rule they want. And we're coming back for more. I just wonder if there becomes, and we talked about this briefly on yesterday's show, I wonder at what point it's oversaturation.
Yeah.
Like, forget about player safety for a second here, and I think that it's borderline criminal having guys to play 20 games, and I'm sure people are going to text in, oh, millionaire, da-da-da. Well, not everyone's a millionaire, and also, like, we are still talking about human beings.
Right.
But forget about that element of it for a second. Like, 16 games growing up on that was great. You lose on a Sunday to the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
You feel like your season is over. This year, you're sitting there, what, 9-2 down, and you lose to the Browns, and all of a sudden it feels like the world is ending?
Yep.
And that's with 17 games. All right, now every game becomes less important when it's 18 games. Eventually, if you get to 20 games, all right, shoot, we'll get them next week. Oh, you lost to the Browns. You can stub your toe once or twice. And it's not quite Major League Baseball where they got 162 of these puppies. I think the NHL's too much. I think the NBA's too much. I think we see it with the load management in the NBA. But
I think you see the ratings in the playoffs and the quality of games you get in the playoffs is far superior to what you get in the regular season in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're talking about 82 games or whatever and versus 20, but think about it. These are four-hour games, right? These are four-hour games. These are the amount of production, the amount of thought, the amount of attention to detail that goes into all of it, not only from the organizational standpoint, but from television, radio, media, all of it. You risk diluting it.
Yes.
You risk diluting the product. And, I just think that I think you have to really this is just greed. It's greed at the highest level, but they can do it and they can get away with it and we will be there watching.
Is it that big of a leap to think that they'd go to 20 if they're going to 18?
No. And here's what I wonder too.
And when do they stop?
Here's what I wonder too is like, you know, and I'm curious to listeners out there that are Steelers season ticket holders and otherwise. I mean, you're going to commit to going to 10 games, 11 home games? I mean, the answer is probably yes for most of them, but what happens when the price gets jacked up?
Right, and it will, and they're going to eliminate the preseason.
And guess what? Like, I've been to games, and yeah, the Steelers have been competitive. They have not been out of contention. And you know, I went to the San Francisco Pittsburgh game 2 years ago. Half that place was red, man.
Yep.
You're going to start seeing opponent crowds get in there because you're going to. I can't commit to it. Kids got a soccer game. Kids got this. We're traveling. Whatever. You know, you build your schedule around that, and you're changing that for people, and I think you're turning a ritual into like an event.
Yes,
and that's what I worry about it. But that's the world we live in. We live in the world of streaming. We live in the world of TV, and you know, I still value that in person experience that is Sunday NFL football.
Having 6 home college football games, it's a big deal. Having 8. Now 9 in some instances, home games, big deal. You start getting up to 10, it just, people are texting in, NFL Players Union should be in favor of extra games because you'd expand rosters, but then that dilutes the product too. I mean, there are guys who don't make it into the NFL that would be good NFL players. I believe that. But I think if every roster expands, if you go to 20 games and it expands 15 players a roster, you're diluting the product.
Well, how about you go to 20 games and you do away with, you know, these... You know, the AFC North, I mean, what are you going to play? Each team twice, 3 times? You know, and then you start saying, okay, we're going to go to overall record. Let's say you've got a 4-game lead in week 16. Okay, we're watching, you know, a backups play for 4 weeks.
Right, and that's what they're arguing.
So you're getting the preseason at the end of the season.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.